Since Katrina, state and local officials in Mississippi have generally worked well together. But that relative harmony could be breaking down. The reason? A bridge. NPR's David Shaper reports on the debate over rebuilding one of the Gulf Coast's most important highway bridges.
Before Katrina, the mile-and-a-half-long four-lane Highway 90 bridge over Biloxi Bay carried 30,000 vehicles between Ocean Springs and Biloxi each day. Now, nothing can get over it. Only the center and highest section remains intact. Most of the rest of the bridge now lies at the bottom of the bay, except for the concrete piling sticking up out of the water and near the shore where Katrina's powerful storm surge left the huge slabs that span those supports in a jagged concrete mess. The Mississippi Department of Transportation plans to rebuild the bridge much wider than it was. That sparked controversy in recent rebuilding workshops for regional leaders in Biloxi. After one contentious meeting, the state's Southern District Transportation Commissioner Wayne Brown defended the plan, saying he expects the traffic over the bridge to eventually double.
We build our bridges for 25 years in the future. That bridge will have to carry 60,000 cars 25 years in the future. That requires a six-lane bridge.
On the west side of the bay, just a few hundred feet from the rubble of the bridge, work is underway rebuilding Biloxi's beachfront casino complex is bigger than they were before. And Brown notes that several new downtown condominium projects are in the works, too.
More casino projects, more traffic. More traffic, more jobs, more condominiums. More condominiums, more people, more traffic. It's that simple. They're coming.
But critics say Brown anticipates sprawling growth along the Mississippi Gulf Coast when the region's leaders say they now want to change that pattern. A highly publicized planning process for rebuilding coastal communities in the wake of Katrina emphasizes new urbanism, creating more compact, walkable communities with transit and less emphasis on faster and wider highways. Governor Haley Barbour's Commission on Recovery, Rebuilding, and Renewal recommends turning Highway 90 into a more tourist and pedestrian-friendly beachfront boulevard, a plan wholeheartedly embraced by Ocean Springs Mayor Connie Moran.
We want people to stop and shop and live here, or at least slow down enough to consider it.
Standing on the east side of the bay along the debris-strewn beachfront of her quaint, artsy community, Moran says Ocean Springs wants to rebuild in a way that recaptures the character of the historic homes and businesses destroyed by Katrina, while adding small shops, cafes, and condos. Ocean Springs Alderman Julia Weaver, who lives within walking distance of the bridge, adds that building what some are calling Bridgezilla, 93 feet high and 128 feet wide, will take over Ocean Springs' waterfront.
The beachfront is our greatest asset. We are trying to build a vibrant tourist economy, and if visitors and residents can't get to the beach and enjoy it, then we've really lost something.
Weaver says the old four-lane bridge would only back up traffic when its drawbridge was up, a problem that will be eliminated with the height of the new bridge. And she and Moran say the new bridge will set the pace for rebuilding the Gulf Coast for the next 50 years, and they have one chance to get it right. But some other area leaders fear a bridge controversy could delay and jeopardize full federal funding for the $200 million project. Biloxi Mayor A.J. Holloway says every day that bridge is out of commission hurts his city's economic recovery.
But I don't care if it's four lane or six lane. You know, I want the bridge back right where it is now, in the same footprint as quickly as possible.
Because of the emergency circumstances of the hurricane, the Mississippi Department of Transportation doesn't need to hold public hearings or conduct an environmental assessment. And because Brown is elected and MDOT is an independent agency, other state and local officials, including the legislature and the governor, couldn't really stop the bridge plan if they wanted to. So as soon as Congress approves the funding as part of a broader Katrina relief package that is likely to pass later this month, Brown says he will put plans for a new six-lane bridge over Biloxi Bay out to bid. David Shaper, NPR News.